Happy fall break to you and yours. Roger Grossman, Andy Banas back with you wherever you're watching on this Friday night of the start of fall break. Warsaw 14, Northwood nothing, starting the fourth. Northwood with second down and six from the Tiger 43. Monroe back to throw, rolling out, being chased, gets away, flips it down the field, got a man wide open, and it's caught at the Tiger 22-yard line. It's Allen, and he squirts away and gets inside the 20 and goes out of bounds at the 18-yard line. It's a 24-yard pitch and catch.
Good pursuit there by the defensive line for Warsaw. I just couldn't get a hand on Monroe. And Monroe's kind of showing you there what kind of athlete he is, getting away from the pressure.
And Allen was wide open down the field.
And again, another pass on the run.
Monroe, 9 of 11 for 128 yards in the game from the 18-yard line. Monroe takes a snap, rolling right this time. Throws it out in the flat, got a man open, but this time he's not wide open. It's Weaver, and he's taken down by Strawn at the 15-yard line, a gain of 3.
And we've seen that a lot this year from Strawn, just pursuit and putting a helmet right on the receiver.
Second down for the Panthers. Ball in the near hash mark at the 15-yard line with 11:09 to play in the game. Warsaw leading 14-0, but the Panthers once again inside the Tiger red zone. Monroe standing flat-footed in the pocket. Three-man rush. Now an extra man is coming. He's going to be chased. He's going to throw it in the air at the last minute. It's intercepted. It's intercepted, and it's Flores Ortega, who's got his third interception in 4 weeks. Now hold on. Hold on. Is there a flag down somewhere in here?
No, but I think there might be saying that his knee was down, maybe.
Let's see. Two officials are talking. One of them is the referee. The offense for Northwood hasn't left the field yet. Oh, it's a personal foul against the Tigers. Oh, man. What a huge play that is in the game.
Wow.
So from the 15-yard line, that'll be half the distance to the goal. It wipes out the interception and gives Northwood a first down after the 8-yard penalty. And now Northwood, now with their 17th first down, has new life in the football game. First down and goal for the Panthers from the 8-yard line. Monroe takes the snap, hands off to Weaver running left, bounces it up the middle, dives toward the goal line, and he's in. Touchdown, Northwood. Touchdown, Panthers. Weaver on an 8-yard run. Northwood is on the board and back in the game. It's 14-6.
Well, there's been some pretty big calls on that end of the field tonight. The fumble by Quentin. Because we don't have, again, we don't benefit a replay in that late hit there on Monroe.
Well, I don't know what the call was, whether it was a face mask or what. Oh, it may have been a horse collar. I was trying to figure out the signal. High snap, kick is up, and the kick is good. 10:43 left to play in the game. The new score, Warsaw 14, Northwood 7. Back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Brady Weaver's touchdown run of 8 yards has put the Panthers on the board. It's 14-7 with 10:43 left to go.
And Northwood's made it to pretty much the goal line of Warsaw twice. And that was the third time, and the third time's a charm for Northwood. And they finally punched one in. Let's see if we can go on another one of those long, long touchdown drives here. It'd be nice to take at least 5-6 minutes off the clock.
And it's Rensberger to kick off, and it's another high short kick coming to the near side, and it's going to bounce out of bounds.
That was closer than people thought there.
Yeah, that was – it checked up, and it almost stayed in bounds, didn't it?
Yep.
So the Tigers take over. They've got a choice here. They can choose where the ball went out of bounds or – where it would be after the penalty yardage.
Right.
I think they're going to put it down at the 38-yard line.
Warsaw has elected to have the ball 5 yards from the out of bounds
Which is the right, I think that's the right call to make there.
Okay. Yep. So that'll move the ball up to the 43-yard line.
It's 3 extra yards.
Yes. So give Northwood a 5-yard penalty on that, officially. And a handoff up the middle and not much room for the Tiger fullback.
That was a quarterback sneak.
Yeah. Quentin Brock officially gets a yard on the play, second down.
That was an interesting play call there.
Brock for the game, now 13 carries for 49 yards. 10:19 left to play in the game. Warsaw 14, Northwood 7.
Definitely taking our time.
As we should.
Absolutely.
And they will run it up the middle with the fullback. And this will be Duncan, I believe. Brody's got Shank on the carry. 5 yards on the play for Michael. Third down coming up for the Tigers. Third down and about 4.
You'd have to think if we can take, like I said, 5 or 6 minutes off the clock and score a touchdown, that puts us in a pretty good spot there.
I would say so. Or we could just go ahead and run it in. I'd be fine with that, too.
That, too.
Brock, hands off, Shank. First down and more across the 45-yard, or across the 50-yard line to the 45. That's a 6-yard run for Michael, and had he not tripped up there at the last second, Andy, he might have gone all the way.
He might have gone, and there's some good blocking going on up front with the Wild Hogs. They're creating a little bit of space that wasn't there earlier tonight.
First down and 10, Tigers. Their 13th first down of the contest. Now the ball at the 45-yard line of Northwood. Brock started like he was going to take the snap, and then he goes ahead and looks back at the coaches, see if they want to change based on what Northwood looks like. And it's going to be Shank up the middle, and he'll push forward, and he'll get pretty decent yardage when you consider he got hit right at the line. Officially, it's a gain of 2 for Michael, and it'll be second down.
See a lot of runs up the middle here.
8:39 left, clock running. Warsaw 14, Northwood 7. Great to have you with us wherever you are watching or listening and however you are watching and listening. Play clock at 18. Quentin Brock telling his buddies what the play is. Play clock at 10 as they get everybody settled at the line of scrimmage. Brock on the counter. Reed's going to turn upfield, and he runs into a Panther defender, gets stood up. He's still on his feet, and he's going to go down at the 37-yard line. That's 5 yards for Tucker Reed on what looked like it was going to be another home run kind of a play. Mm-hmm. It sets up third down and short.
And I say this from a perch looking down on the field, right? We have a great view here. But I think if you would have bounced that outside, I think we'd have seen a lot more yardage there, and if not a score. But, again, it's easier to see from up here how a play develops.
For sure. 7:40 to go. Third down and 2 for the Tigers at the Panther 37. They have to get the ball right to the 35. And they run Shank up the middle. He's got the first down across the 35-yard line to the 34. He needed 2. He got 3, which has kind of been the MO for the Tiger offense. They need 2. Yep. They get 3. They need 5. They get 6. Another first down for Warsaw, their 14th.
I think they're fixing to make this hopefully the drive of the game, Raj.
Well, if they can take it down and score, it's got a real chance to be that. I would happy for it to be that.
Absolutely.
2-4-3 football teams. 2-3-2 teams in the conference. From the 34-yard line. And Brock's going to keep it. Turn up field. He breaks a tackle. He's inside the 25-yard line. He's going to be really close to another first down. He's got another first down. Quentin Brock with his second best carry of the game, 10 yards. And Warsaw moves the chains again with 6:55 to go, leading 14-7 over Northwood.
And that's another one of those runs where I thought something special was going to happen on that run. I mean, I'll take 9 yards any day.
Yes. This Northwood defense is impressive.
Absolutely it is.
They have kept their team in the game, given them a chance. from the 24. First down and 10. Clock running, 6.5 minutes to go. Tigers by 7. Option play, up the middle, Schenck. And Schenck will get yardage to the 20-yard line. That's a gain of 4. I don't keep track of this. I probably should. What the most carries in a game for a player is. Michael's got 16 carries for 75 yards. It's got to be creeping up on his season high. Now, he obviously had that big game at Snyder where he scored 3 touchdowns, had the big long run, ran for over 100 yards. Schenck is back there on 2nd down and 6. Going to pitch it to Harmon. Coming to the near sidelines. He gets away and gets pushed out of bounds down near the 15-yard line. Actually, they're going to mark him at the 16-yard line. So he'll be short of the first down by 2. Gain of 4 on the play for Wyatt. The only bad thing about that is the ball went out of bounds.
Yep.
So the clock does stop with 5:46 left to play. Warsaw leading by 7.
Be really nice to pay this drive off here.
Brock from the 16. Ball to the left hash mark. Wide side of the field to the far side. And it's going to be Schenck up the middle again. And he dives forward. And he should have the first down. He does. Again, they needed 2. He got him 3. First down, Warsaw.
And this has been a quintessential Warsaw Tiger drive here.
And we're going to have a timeout taken by Northwood. 5:42 left to play in the fourth. Warsaw 14, Northwood 7. Back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman, Andy Manis, Steve Scott with you on a Friday night in week 8. Warsaw 14, Northwood 7. 5:42 left to play here in the fourth quarter. Warsaw once again in the red zone. We told you earlier in the broadcast that Warsaw coming into the game was 19-21 on scoring touchdowns when they get inside the 20, but they've failed here in this game.
Yep.
They had what looked like was going to be a touchdown. Quentin Brock reaching for the pylon with the ball. It slipped out of his hands and hit the pylon, which gave Northwood the ball on a touchback. Play ready after the Northwood timeout. Brock on first down. Schenck up the middle. Big hole. He's to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown. Touchdown, Tigers. Schenck again. And Warsaw pushed the lead back up to 13 with 5:38 left to play.
Great run up the middle there by Schenck, keeping his balance. That was the most impressive thing about that rush.
A 13-yard run for Michael Schenck. His second of the game. He had the first one. And now it's Conley to add the extra point. Good snap. Spot is down. Kick is away, and it's through. 21-7. Warsaw with the lead. 5:38 left to play in the fourth. Back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. 57 yards on the touchdown drive for the Tigers in 5 minutes and 5 seconds. Capped off by a 13-yard run by Michael Schenck. And that puts Schenck now at 18 carries for 91 yards and 2 touchdowns.
So that 5 minute and 5 second drive, that puts us right in that, what I said to start that drive, we needed that between 5 and 6 minutes.
Yep.
Take a lot of, because that clock was over 10 minutes.
Munez Bermudez kicks it high and short. This will be Keim to take it at the 24-yard line. He'll angle the middle, and he gets caught from behind. And who is that on the play? That is Schroff. What a play by Schroff to run his guy down and tackle him at the 29-yard line. Oh, and a flag comes in. A flag comes in at the end of this. Like way after the play, this is going to be a personal foul against Warsaw. I'm almost going to guarantee it. Just by the way they're talking about it. And Bart Curtis wants Bart's all the way past the numbers. Unsportsmanlike conduct on the Tigers.
Wow.
Now, that is 15 yards away from the play, so I can't tell you what happened there. But the Warsaw fans are really upset.
So is Bart.
And so is Coach Curtis. He is, again, out past the numbers, trying to get somebody's attention. The referee is over-talking to Nate Andrews. With 5:34 left, Northwood's going to get good field position here once again to start this next drive, and they need to score quickly if they want to get back into the game. And guess where this drive is going to start? It's going to start at their 43, which is exactly where the last drive started.
That's a huge penalty.
It's a huge penalty. Monroe on the offense goes to work from their 43-yard line. Claps again, takes the snap, looking, three-man rush, looking down the field, chased out of the pocket, flips it down the field. It's intercepted! Intercepted! Ty Martin picks it off at the Tiger 47-yard line. That ball floated high in the air, and Ty Martin snagged it, and Warsaw's got it back with a chance to put their foot on the Panthers' throat.
Absolutely. So one thing I'll say about Braylon Monroe, for all the athleticism, the calmness in the pocket, the ability to step up, make throws on the run. The one thing I have noticed that he gets a little careless with the ball, and that time he went out to the left out of the pocket and tried to throw against his body. And you'll see this on TV a ton. The announcers say 99% of the time when a quarterback throws against his body, it's not going to end well, and that did not end well for Northwood. Great catch there by Ty Martin.
Wow. What a pick. What a moment for the Tigers. They now have the ball at their 47-yard line with 5:25 to go, up by 14. And this is the fullback dive play. And some pushing and shoving after the whistle.
Getting a little chippy.
It is. That's Duncan on the carry. And he'll get 4 yards.
And I know this game is far from over, but I don't think Northwood saw this coming tonight. And I think that's why they're getting a little frustrated right now.
Second down and 6. Brock again to Duncan. And he'll dive forward and get to the 46-yard line. That's a gain of 3 yards on the play for Brody. Now has 8 carries for 25 yards. Third down and 3 coming up for the Tigers.
I think we'll see more of Brody up the middle here.
I would think so. Unless Quint sees an opportunity to keep it and get to the outside. And Harmon's leaning, and they're going to call a false start penalty. I'm telling you, I saw this in practice. And that's another penalty for the Tigers. 9 now for 58 yards. And 3rd and 3 now becomes 3rd down and 8. And that's a whole different animal with this offensive unit.
And I'm obviously not a football coach by any stretch, but if you're a halfback and you feel that yourself, because what that was, it was just like a little –
He's leaning.
Just run back, and then like,
yes.
You know,
if he runs backwards or runs
fine.
Sideways,
right.
Everything
fine.
Is fine.
And then you can just head back to your position, which happens quite often.
Warsaw is going to take a timeout. 3:44 left to go here in the game. Warsaw 21, Northwood 7, and we're going to keep it here this time.
Okay.
It's 3rd down and 8. You've been doing this now for almost 2 full years. Is this another fullback dive, or is there something else? You do not want to put the ball in jeopardy here.
You don't, but you also need to get a good handful of yards here. So I would have to imagine if it's 4th and 3, 4th and 2 that we're going for it. So I think right here all we're trying to do is get, you know, a handful of yards. And if we bust one, we bust one. But I go back to that false start, which I get the call. But, man, if you feel yourself falling back, just pretend like you're going in motion.
Yeah.
I just don't like it. I know if you're on the offensive line and you start leaning back, that's a penalty, and it's probably the same penalty for the halfback. I just don't like that false start from the halfback there. I just
You don't like the fact that they threw a flag?
I get the flag.
Okay.
I just...
It's a bad penalty.
It's a bad penalty. I think you had touched on that earlier. We were in week eight, and the halfbacks are still leaning back.
Yes.
That's what I don't like about it.
I agree 100%. Third down and eight. The ball back on the Tiger side of the 50. It's at the 49. Duncan in the backfield, wings on either side. Ball right in the middle of the orange W. And it's Duncan. Leaps over the pile and gets good yardage. He got seven. He got actually 6 yards to the Northwood 45-yard line. And now I would imagine that the Tigers will go.
I think they just run that same exact play. Northwood has shown no ability to stop it tonight.
And Schenck is running on the field to replace Duncan. And that's just about heft, right? It's fourth down and almost a full two to get. 3:16 left. A first down here almost secures the victory.
Yep.
Brock takes a look around from the 45 of Northwood. Hands off, Schenck up the middle. He plows through. He's still going. He's at the 30. He's at the 20. He's going to go all the way. Touchdown, Tigers. 45 yards on fourth and two for Michael Schenck. He's got the hat trick, and the Tigers are on their way to victory.
What a run by Michael Schenck. Man, he's done an awesome job tonight of eluding tacklers. That time there was two or three Panthers trying to bring him down, just got through that line. And they bring so many people up in the box. Once you get through that initial surge, you're gone.
They were run blitzing,
yep,
hoping to make a play. Now Conley for the point after. Snap, spot, kick is on the way, and the kick is, hold on. Is there a flag down in the middle of this? Kick is good. The kick is good. 2:57 to go in the game. Warsaw 28, Northwood 7. Back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman, Andy Manis back with you here at Fisher Field. Tigers have scored touchdowns in their last three drives. Now lead Northwood 28-7 with 2:57 left to go. And Munez Bermudez will kick off for the Tigers. This game feels like about 5 minutes ago, was very much in doubt. Now the Tigers in control, and he's going to kick it out of bounds. Kick out of bounds. Maybe somewhat intentional, maybe not. Just to make sure they don't get a kickoff return.
I think you're right there.
Because he kicked that a lot closer to the sideline than they normally do.
Yeah.
And let's see where they – I'm assuming they're going to want the ball at the 35.
The Northwood Panthers are taking the 5-yard penalty. A little gamesmanship here.
Oh, they're going to make him kick it again?
Yep.
Okay. So that'll back the ball back to the 35-yard line, and the kick team will have to come back out.
So most coaches will just accept getting the ball at the 35.
Well, you would want just to get your hands on the ball and get your offense back out there, make a play.
I think Coach Andrews is thinking, though, I want to try to return here.
Yep. Maybe he's got something set up. Well, if he's smart, which he is, I would be surprised if he doesn't run his best guys farther up the field because Warsaw's not going to kick this ball very far.
No.
As a matter of fact, here they come. I'm kind of surprised that Wicker's not kicking this for the Tigers. He's their best guy at kicking it short. They're going to pitch it high in the air again. Keim will take it at the 28-yard line, up the near sidelines, and pushed out of bounds at the 30, and here comes a flag for a late hit. Warsaw fans are groaning, but that was not a good play by the Tigers. It wasn't the first guy. That wasn't the problem. What was the problem was the guy that came in second and pushed the Tiger tackler and the other guy, Keim, after they were out of bounds. Warsaw's done so good with penalties.
Yeah.
Not tonight. That is now 10 penalties for 73 yards.
That's not good.
Nope. And Northwood's going to start this drive on the Tiger side of the 50, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, at the 47. So Northwood down three scores, 2:50 left, and they only have one timeout. So the odds still very much against them. Starting from the 47. And they'll fake the handoff, and Monroe's going to run left. Now turn upfield. He's going to get by Grady Nelson. He's still going to have a really good game. They're going to mark it down at the 39-yard line. That'll be a gain of 8 yards for Monroe.
I'm kind of surprised at the play call there on a run where time is of the essence for Northwood.
Yes, I agree. Again, they go without a huddle. Monroe takes the snap, looking left, throws it out there to Allen. Allen's got the first down, and will be pushed into the Northwood bench inside the 35-yard line. I believe they're going to mark him at the 32. That's a gain of 7 on the play.
Grady almost had that interception.
Yes, he did.
Right through his hands.
Yes, he did.
I would say right through his hands. It seemed like it went right through his arms, though. He was looking for it.
2:21 left. Warsaw leading 28-7. But Rowe takes a waist-high snap. Now standing in the pocket again, flat-footed. Now he's going to roll away from pressure. Guy got tackled in the backfield. Here comes the flag. Monroe's going to take off. 35, 30, 25, goes down to 18, but that's all coming back.
Oh, yeah.
Because Grady Nelson got tackled way back at the 44-yard line. And that was right out in front of our good Lord and everybody. Everybody saw that one. So that's going to cost the Panthers a bunch of yards.
Oh, I don't even see where the flag is, though.
It's right at the 43-yard line in the white of the W.
Ah, okay.
So it's going to move the ball from the 32 to the 42. 10-yard penalty for Northwood. Their fifth penalty for 45 yards. First down and 20. Ball backed up at the 42. They hand off to Austin King. He runs left. He runs right into Villa. And he'll push the pile forward and go down at the 34-yard line. That's a gain of 8 for King.
The play calling here is, I'm just...
That they're not trying to throw passes?
Yeah. It's almost like they're saying, okay, this game is pretty much over.
I think they are.
Because they only have one timeout left.
Correct. Monroe from the 34-yard line takes the snap, and if there's a flag down, illegal procedure is going to be called here against Northwood. These are not teams that get penalized a lot. And again, this is not about officiating. This is about the fact that these two teams have committed a lot of penalties tonight.
Yep.
They just have. 1:29 left. Warsaw 28, Northwood 7. Ball backed up to the 39 clock running.
Just no urgency.
No. Nope, there is not. Monroe waiting, takes it at the 44, steps up in the pocket, now rolls to his right, being chased by three Tigers, flips it out on the run, tipped and incomplete. Ash was open at the 34, but it was too high for him, and he's only 5'9 anyway. And it'll be third down coming up for the Panthers, third down and 17.
Good pursuit there by the defensive line of Warsaw.
There were three guys, all three defensive linemen.
All three linemen, yep.
Got away from their blockers and caused Monroe trouble. 1:10 left. Stay tuned after the game. Final scoring, final stats. Play the game, drive the game. And they drop Monroe deep. Going to throw the flat, intercepted. Grady Nelson with the interception up the far sidelines. And he'll go out of bounds at the 40-yard line. And there is your dagger. Grady Nelson almost had one earlier. He gets one there. And with 1:02 to go, the Tigers can only take an E to win the game.
And my right fielder is not going to drop that interception.
No.
That was thrown right at him. I don't think he'd have an easier fly ball.
No. No, and he didn't have to look into the sun.
No. Good for him.
Third forced turnover by the Tigers here in the game. Their second interception. Could have had three.
What a finish.
What a strange game.
Very strange.
What a strange game it has been. Tigers in victory formation. Brock under center. Takes a knee. And Northwood's going to take timeout. Timeout, Panthers. 1:01 to go. We owe you one more break. We're going to take it right here. Warsaw 28, Northwood 7. Back after this on News Now Warsaw. Quint Brock took one knee. He'll have to take two others. And he takes another one there. Unfortunately, those count for him as carries. So he's at 16 for 59.
He'll happily lose two more yards.
Yeah, I think so. Actually, when you add that in, it's 16 for 55 yards. The clock goes under 40. So now the Tigers will snap it one more time. Drop back a yard, take a knee, and there's your ball game. Northwood does not have any timeouts. They can't stop it. It wouldn't matter if they did. The Warsaw Tigers with three straight touchdowns and two forced turnovers. Warsaw with the victory here tonight over Northwood, 28-7. And kind of a strange, again, it's been a strange game. The two teams didn't really come together to shake hands on the field. They just kind of mulled around together. It was kind of odd. Now the coaches will meet at the middle of the field, and there come the Tigers across the field to meet the Panthers. Warsaw 28, Northwood 7. The Tigers are 5-3 with Northridge coming in next Friday. Post-game coverage begins next on News Now Warsaw.